This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. A Democratic-led U.S. House of Representatives committee has subpoenaed Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, seeking to compel him to hand over documents concerning contact with the Ukrainian government. Meanwhile, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is warning President Trump not to retaliate against a whistleblower whose complaint is at the impeachment probe center. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The president this morning referred to the CIA officer as the so-called whistleblower, saying it sounds more and more like they're not a whistleblower at all, but a partisan operative. Yesterday, he went after those who may have given information to the whistleblower, saying they're close to a spy.
You know what we used to do in the old days when we were smart, right? With spies and treason, right? We used to handle it a little differently than we do now.
Bloomberg recorded the president's comments in New York. Pelosi tells MSNBC she's worried and says House panels will make sure there's no retaliation against anyone who provided information in the case. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The Trump administration is reportedly considering delisting Chinese companies from American stock exchanges as a way to limit U.S. investment in China. The move would further escalate the ongoing trade war between the world's two largest economies. Delisting the companies is part of a broader plan to limit U.S. investment in China, according to a report on Bloomberg News. Meanwhile, speaking at the UN General Assembly, China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi said tariffs and trade disputes could plunge the world into recession, and Beijing was committed to resolving them in what he called a calm, rational, and cooperative manner. A new round of trade talks between the U.S. and China is set to start next month. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The British